President Trump is laying out the welcome mat for Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's scheduled to visit the White House tomorrow. Not everyone thinks it's such a great idea. Members of Congress from both parties are still outraged by Erdogan's decision last month to send Turkish troops into northern Syria to attack Kurds. There's also a bitter memory of what happened the last time Erdogan came to the capital. His security guards beat up protesters about a mile from the White House. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
The incident happened in broad daylight. There are numerous videos of what happened, shot by protesters and reporters on the scene. The videos show a group of people gathered outside the Turkish ambassador's home in Washington. One person is holding a megaphone, another is waving a banner. President Erdogan's motorcade pulls up. Erdogan is riding in a black Mercedes. Several men in dark suits get out, and a few minutes later, there's a brawl.
We don't know who is hitting whom. Their number is 5-6 times more than our number, and we are not, we're just a civilian. We are not trained for the fight.
Murat Yasa was the protester holding the megaphone. Two men shove him to the ground and start kicking him repeatedly.
This is all I remember. The woman next to me, they tried to attack her. I bent over to the towards the woman. Her name is Lucy. When I tried to cover her, someone pushed me. They were kicking me, my head. I mean, they were trying to kill me.
The woman Yasa was trying to help is Lucy Yusoyan. She took a beating as well.
I was just thrown on the ground and repeatedly kicked in the head and in the back, and I was just couldn't imagine why would somebody hit me so violently, because I was not posing any threat.
Yasa doesn't remember what happened next. Later, he learned he had a broken nose, loose teeth, and plenty of bruises. Yusoyan says she passed out, was taken to the hospital, and suffered short-term memory loss. No one died, but at least 11 people went to the hospital on that day. I asked Yasa why he was in Washington. What was he protesting? He says his grievances with the Turkish government go way back. Yasa was born to a Kurdish family in Turkey. He says growing up as a persecuted minority meant all kinds of discrimination.
Kurdish language was prohibited, even to speak in Kurdish in public on the street.
Yasa fled Turkey and settled in the U.S. in 1987. 5 years later, he became a U.S. citizen. Here in the States, he felt free to speak out against the way the Turkish government treats the Kurds. And that's why he and other protesters were in Washington on that day, in 2017, when Turkey's president was visiting the White House.
We wanted to go protest him because we wanted to make sure that he hears our voice, that we are against his dictatorship.
What Yasa didn't expect was to be attacked by Erdogan's security guards on American soil with American policemen standing nearby.
This is our right. This is the First Amendment, freedom of speech. There was no violence from us.
Criminal charges were brought against 15 members of Erdogan's security team. Two of them, Turkish-born U.S. citizens, pled guilty and spent a year in jail. Charges against some of the attackers were dropped. Andreas Akaras is a lawyer in Washington. He represents some of the injured protesters who filed a case against the Turkish government.
Interestingly enough, the last batch of charges that were dropped basically the day before. Then Secretary of State Tillerson left to go to Turkey to meet with high-ranking officials, including, I believe, President Erdogan.
The Turkish embassy in Washington didn't respond to my request for an interview. But Akara says the perpetrators need to face justice.
These individuals were on rightful public property, expressing the most basic American freedoms. And they were attacked by agents of a foreign government in the heart of the nation's capital. When you hear that, when you see that, you instinctively want to respond.
Akara says it wasn't the first time. Turkish security personnel attacked protesters in 2016 outside of a think tank in Washington. And in 2011, Erdogan's bodyguards assaulted security guards at the United Nations in New York, and the list goes on. This week, Erdogan's visit comes at a time when the U.S.-Turkish relationship is at an all-time low, says Henri Barki of Lehigh University in Pennsylvania.
It has never been this bad, as far as I can remember. There are many, many different issues over which United States and Turkey actually disagree.
But Trump calls Erdogan a friend. So I asked Barki, what's going on here?
Look, I'm not a psychologist to be able to answer that question, but clearly Trump has an affinity with strongmen, authoritarians, whether it is Orban in Hungary or Putin in Russia.
Recent moves by Erdogan have outraged both Republicans and Democrats in Washington. Turkey sent troops to northern Syria. It has purchased advanced weapons systems from Russia. And one of Turkey's biggest banks has helped Iran get around U.S. sanctions. This week, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the House even asked Trump to rescind his invitation to Erdogan. So far, that hasn't happened. Protesters Yusoyan and Yasa say they are disappointed with Trump's decision to host Erdogan again. They plan to be in Washington tomorrow to protest. Only this time, Yasa says, he'll bring a hard hat with him, just in case. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.